Hello, and welcome to today's teaching entitled, Eyes Stayed on Jesus, Living a Life Like Stephen's. This teaching is part of an ongoing series through the Book of Acts. My name is Melissa Logsdon, and I serve as Associate Pastor at New Covenant Fellowship. Welcome. We just heard Francois Grobler read to us Acts chapter 6. If you're just listening to the teaching, I encourage you to press pause now or go back later and listen to and or read the full story in Acts chapter 6. Also today, I invite you to reflect on how situations in your past and present situations, individually and as part of the fellowship, are similar to the situations that Stephen encountered, or how also you or us can keep our eyes stayed on Jesus in the situations similar to how Stephen lived his life. The situations around Stephen in his society and part of the fellowship of believers, there was a felt need. I'm sure there was many, but the one highlighted at the beginning of the chapter talks about one group of vulnerable people in their community, the widows, and how they were not being treated, not all of them were being treated with equality. Stephen was part of the Jews that came from other regions and into Jerusalem. And so these Hellenistic Jews, widows were not being treated fairly with taking care of basic needs like food. Whereas the local Jewish believers within that fellowship were being taken care of. And so it comes to mind for me just all the vulnerable groups in our society and the ways in which believers come together to help meet those needs that the government isn't taking care of, that the community is not taking care of. But us as followers of Jesus, we have that opportunity to take care of those vulnerable in our community. And so I think about the church leaders at that time and how they had a choice if they were going to ignore the problem or if they were going to help create a solution. And I love that they realized that they couldn't take care of the solution themselves, but they went to the group of believers and they said, how about we pull together a group, an additional group of leaders in our community, members in our fellowship that are full of God's Holy Spirit, full of wisdom. And I love that the believers came together and said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And when they pulled the believers together, they pulled believers from that Hellenistic group of Jews that were part of that group that was part of those widows that were being ignored. And Stephen was one of those seven men selected. I think about that. There would have been a lot of people full of the Holy Spirit, a lot of people with wisdom, and including those seven selected. And yet the author Luke took time to highlight that Stephen of those seven was full of wisdom, full of the Spirit. So obviously his example to his fellow believers was already quite evident at that moment. I love that he continues to model for the fellowship a way of living life in the midst of obvious inequality, he continues to choose to live a life of service. He continues to live a life focusing on Jesus. I love that the scriptures talk about him bringing healing and speaking truth with wisdom. And I think about how even in that situation, he's choosing to live that way. Of course, I think a lot of us can relate to haters hating. And for whatever reasons, there were a group that decided to just hate on Stephen, to accuse him of things that, and to call him out in a way that was disruptive to their life, to the ministry. And even in that moment, Stephen was focused on living a life full of the Holy Spirit, so much so that the scriptures record when those that are accusing Stephen look at him, they see his face like the face of an angel. That gives me a lot of pause because I've been accused quite a few times, even from other religious folks. And I don't know that my face looked like a face of an angel in those moments. I know that when I get mad or angry or fearful, my face goes so red so quick. And I know I feel my heart beating faster and it's harder to communicate clearly. Sometimes I shut down and I think, gee, what would it look like for my life to be so full of the Spirit that even in those moments of being accused, that I could reflect God's presence in my life? What about you? Can you think about a time in your life when you've been accused? When you've had felt like you've had to defend yourself, defend why you're doing what you're doing, why defend your faith, like how you are choosing to make a difference in the community, how you're using your time, money, and resources in ways that maybe your family or neighbors or friends or other religious or even those in your own community of faith just don't understand. Do you feel like in those moments you're able to continue forward with wisdom, with peace, with trust in God, with hope in the Holy Spirit? Or do you find yourself faltering? I hope that we can model the life like Stephen, and even if we haven't sometimes in the past, that moving forward, we can have such trust and confidence as we listen to God's leading in our lives, that our lives would reflect God's presence, even in those difficult moments. Of course, as we know, things go from bad to worse for Stephen. And he continues to be, he gets brought to another group of the high council. There's even more time for him to have to choose how he's going to speak and defend himself. And he chooses to stay focused on God, to speak words of truth, to speak words that can lead to an opportunity for reconciliation, an opportunity for people to repent, to turn, to live lives in ways that would be focused on how Jesus would want lives to be lived. I think about a situation recently that I encountered. And I share this story just to show the power of God at times in my life and the power of God in our lives, not to make myself look good by any means. I was going for medical treatments, and if any of you have had to go through a lot of stuff with the medical community, sometimes things just don't run on our timetable. And if you've had any health challenges, sometimes you know that something that seems small can become bigger quicker than you want. And there are times, to be honest, where I get distracted. I end up looking around at the problem around me instead of keeping my eyes on God. In this situation, it would have been really easy for me to be focused that day on my problem. I was at medical treatments that should have been no more than 5 hours there, and I ended up spending an 8-hour day there. And it gave me opportunities, though. I remember praying that day, as I like to do if I remember, just for opportunities to reflect God's goodness and love. And my husband and I got lunch because it was going to be a long day. And we saw that there were some other people there at the treatment center. One family, it was their first time there, and they were nervous and they hadn't prepared food. And another patient didn't know they were going to be there that long and hadn't prepared food. And so we were able to get enough food to share with those in that community that I was part of that day and bless them and speak with them and bring encouragement and hope and answer questions and make them feel comfortable and their needs met. When I left that day, because I'd been there so long, it was perfectly timed that a friend of mine who had an injury that day, I was able to connect with and pray for and encourage and again extend love in that moment. And so I'm almost in tears sharing this story with you because it's God's goodness. It's God's grace. It's God's love. And when we are able to keep our eyes on Jesus, it's beautiful to see what God does in our lives and what God does in the lives of those around us. And so I invite you to think about a situation you might be going through right now or one coming up and what it would look like, what the opportunities are before you. Maybe it's continuing to do things that you already feel like God's leading you to do in those situations and moments, and living a life of perseverance. And maybe you feel a nudge for an invitation forward. Recently, I read this quote by Macrina Weidecker. She says, "Pray that the lantern of your life move gently this day into all those places where light is needed." I would like to pray that every day. Sometimes I forget. I'm hoping, and my prayer is that myself, that you, that us collectively can remember to pray that the lanterns of our life bring light into the places that are needed today. You know, Stephen's story doesn't end how I want it to end at all. Definitely not how he thought or hoped it would end. Unfortunately, those upset with him, those accusing, decided to make a choice towards violence. They decided to do mob action to stone him to death. And even in that very, very, very painful, I'm sure frightening situation, the scriptures record that Stephen still was looking up to, his heart was fixed on Jesus. And he declares that he sees God sees Jesus standing at the right hand of God, sees the heavens, sees Jesus in a place reigning. And what a gift that is, that in the worst, absolutely worst moment in situationally for Stephen, that the Holy Spirit helped him to keep his eyes on Jesus, and that God blessed him with that vision. It's probably true that most of the time when life's pretty okay, we don't see miraculous visions of God. We don't hear amazing words of encouragement. We kind of sometimes think that we're doing it all on our own, or we take for granted God's presence leading us. But if you think back to your own life, to this community's history, I'm sure there's times where things were really bad. Things were stressful, things that brought anxiety. And maybe in those moments where things just seem like the worst possible, the lowest moment, that's when the Holy Spirit has met you. That's when you've received a vision. And I think it's the beauty of God. I think back just historically, biblically. I think about historically for myself personally, how in those most painful moments, most difficult moments, that God's presence has been felt so strongly. What a gift to us. What a gift to Stephen. Stephen's life is an example of how to live a life full of the Spirit, serving others, and keeping our eyes stayed on Jesus, despite discrimination, accusations, and outright assault. May we, like Stephen, keep our eyes stayed on Jesus.